Welcome to the Forward Day by Day podcast, brought to you by Forward Movement. We're glad you're here and hope you'll share us with your friends. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. Today, the church commemorates Tuesday in Holy Week. Today's reading is from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 5. And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. Gathering the entire family of God is hard work. From the dawning of the creation story to God's persistent attempts to unify the people of Israel, God stops at nothing until all the peoples of the world are united to the very heart of God. Anyone with a large family knows that family reunions are almost impossible to plan. There are countless details with infinite variables to consider. Even though the reunion planner realizes the inordinate amount of time required to make something happen, they determine the merits of the endeavor outweigh the cost of time and effort. Reuniting as a family is worth it. How much more must it be for God? As Holy Week reminds us to repent and return to the Lord, let us consider how God is urging us to unite with one another to build up the kingdom of God for a hurting world that needs love now more than ever before. Pray for the Diocese of Cyprus and the Gulf, Jerusalem and the Middle East. And today's moving forward, who is your family? Consider bringing them together for a time of renewal and refreshment. I'm Troy Mendez, author of this month's Forward Day by Day Meditations.
A prayer attributed to Saint Francis. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Join the discussion about today's devotional at prayer.forwardmovement.org, where you can also find a full list of today's scripture readings, more daily prayer resources, and information on how to subscribe to the print edition of Forward Day by Day. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement, a ministry of the Episcopal Church. Make a donation or explore our full catalog of books, small group studies, and personal spiritual resources at forwardmovement.org. May God bless you and those you love this day and always.